Okay, so this is really like the second part of the Ramchal and Rosh Hashanah, using the writings, basically a compilation that was done by the Sifsei Chaim's son, so his Nechemia Friedlander, who put it together. So he in the second chapter, which I kind of just I'm going to summarize to you, and really in the last two pages here, it really kind of captures the idea. And that is, so what did we say? We said last time that Rosh Hashanah is a celebration of the creation of man. So we call it the beginning of God's work, even though Hashem started creating the world, right? It started on the 25th of Elul, right? And this now, what we're up to is the sixth day of creation is really the beginning, because the tachlis, the point of creation, is man. And why? When man opens up his eyes and looks at the world, he's like, okay, he sees, oh wait, sorry about that. Okay, Ed's coming on. Okay, there's Ed. Okay, so that man opens his eyes and he understands and he has a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence or the idea that he's behind everything, and that seems to be the point of all creation. So the Ramchal in his writings, which he'll come out in what we look at tonight, he really like hammers this thing home, the idea that the whole purpose of creation is to be able to recognize the Yichud of Hashem, the singularity of Hashem in this world. Okay, so now, so picking up over here on Chafav, page Chafav, it says like this: V'yesh lahavhir nekuda yisodit meikari emuna. So we need to illuminate this point of this like major point of essential point of emuna. Sha'amnam kimavur b'chol perek zeh et hashinoi hagadol shechal ba'adam ubebriyah. So in the chapter, what he basically got at is that there was a fundamental shift from Adam prior to the Chet and after the Chet. So after the Chet, you got a major major stumbling block in the goal of Yichud Hashem. Meaning, if the whole idea is to recognize Yichud Hashem, and then Adam goes backwards, inserts Ra into the whole picture, whereas that beforehand it was externalized, there was no evil within man himself, it was all external, and then after the chait it becomes internalized. So now kshamar shinu ze hishpia gam kein al kol tzuras avodas Hashem. So it changed the whole way that we would approach avodas Hashem. Aval ein pirusho shadam harishon aydei chato hu kaviyocho shina et sidri habriya mashalo tuchna mirosh ilul yishayachote. It's not like he changed what the whole purpose of creation was, right? Because that's not what happened. Shaz habriya hayta ba leshlemuta v'haya yichud mitgaleh ella mireish sabriya huchan mirosh kol shlavim hashanim mechol havsher behanhagas habriya bebechinas ein kol chadash tachas hashemesh. Meaning that it's not like now that he sinned that all of a sudden things completely shifted. It was all there from the beginning. I mean, the creation had in it this potential that if something like this would happen, that you would have the possibilities that we have now as well. Now, what's interesting is that Adam says to Hashem that after he confronts him, what did you do? At a certain point, Adam says to Hashem, va'ochel, I'll do it again. I would do it, I'll eat again. Meaning that there's a medrash that talks about the idea that Adam says to Hashem, basically, this was a setup. This was clearly you put me in a position where this was eventually, it was inevitable to happen, and that this was all kind of who are we kidding? Fine. But what here he's saying is that don't think that it was this wasn't baked into the creation from the get-go. It was. Meaning that the new kind of set of circumstances post the chet. V'chein, via Rabbeinu, v'arei lanu b'kan, shlosha chilukim l'metziuto shel Adam. There are three parts to the man. Echad mitziuto kodem chato. There was the first man prior to the chet. Mitziuto achar chato, after his sin. And mitziuto ma shahaya yachol liot im lo haya chote. So there's man prior to the chet, post chet, and also what could have happened if he had not sinned. And that is what will happen in the future. Meaning, we're going to end up getting back to a place of tikkun, of what should have played out anyway. So therefore, what he was before the sin is a situation or a state of being, which is the middle between what happened post chet and what will be in the future.
But
the bottom line is, man wasn't created whole. Ela hashpala kaduma haitalo meit hibaro shenolav matzav pachot. Or let's say this: ela hashafila or hashpala, right? But that which was before he was created, shenolav matzav pachot bima sheroy liot adam. Right. So it's he's created in a way that's lesser. Havahashpala muchenet lo bershot im yechta ve'asham k'mo shehaya. So there's the opportunity, there's the possibility that he's created with this possibility that if he sins, he'll be in a certain way. Kamo shahaya, that could played. V'ayakhin kol eila inyanim hechinam habari yisparashim. Hashem created this all baked in. Shechidsham v'baram l'tzorach hamhagas olam hazeh. And all of these possibilities were created in order to be able to run the way the world was going to run. And the Das Tfunos Chelek Beisi also says, now that was Das Tfunos in one in Amud Kafir Alf, and here he's quoting another beer. Ki kasher nistor habriya bizman Adam Arishon, when the world was set up at the time of Adam Arishon, nistor v'derech shalo halcha achar kach, ki achet hefech et haseder. So the way it was set up to begin with was not the way it's playing out now, because everything changed after the chet. U'bemet, kfar haya b'koch lebriya liyot holechet. The world was created with the potential to be able to play out. Right, so he's just like, he's pounding on this. Don't think that it wasn't set up to begin with to have the possibilities of one way or the other. So he's saying they both were baked in from the get-go. V'hinei in lo chata adam, that if you had not sinned, haya hamiyad, that if you would not have sinned, it would have gone to the next step of wholeness, of being completely complete. That you would have a perfect fusion between the physical and the spiritual, and they'd be able to like totally coexist. But after the sin, they needed to be kind of separated out. So then, but the idea was that they'll be separated in a way. They'll become like, in a sense, not that, you know, that they would go counter to each other in a sense, but that ultimately, in the end of days, they're going to become a fusion. They'll be more of a fusion, and that will be an everlasting type of state of being. Now, what's interesting is you have the Ramban and you have Rambam. Maimonides and Nachmanides have different approaches as to like what things will look like in the future, right? Ramban, which is more of a Kabbalistic approach, which I think Ramchal is coming from as well, is that you have the Ramban's Kabbalistic approach of that the physical and spiritual will have this more of this coexistence, la'olam la'vayad. It will always be, as the Rambam's more looks at it, that there'll be a tchiyas hamesim, so you'll have the physical body coming back, but then eventually it will be almost like you'll have the skin of the will be and the physicality will be shed and it'll be purely physical. The Kabbalistic approach, which I think he's making sense, like the Ramchal's approach, is that you're going to have more of a physical / spiritual being that's fused together that will have coexistence forever. The Chen Kas of Od, he continues on there. So you should understand that if at the beginning, from the beginning, that Hashem created the world in a way that it was ready, that all that Adam had to do was one thing and everything would have been perfect forever, or the opposite, if he did something to mess it all up, like he did. But the fact that he didn't do what he was supposed to do, but you have the spheres that are set up to run the world, so to speak. So that, again, it's all the possibilities are there. They're all built into this to the process of going one way or the other. Fine. Okay. So now, So there are basically three potential states. That which was hamatzav shahaya, shehu matzav shikol hishalem olit chaser, in a sense like waiting to go either full or empty. Matzav shehu hava, vehu matzav mikol kal. Then we have what we have, which is this messed up state of being. Ha'ol of yored lifnei hazmanim. You have the ups and downs of basically, right? And once you have the subjectivity or the ra that's baked into man, you're going to have this up and down type of experience. Lefamim mitkarev yoter el hatikun velefamim mitrachek. We're getting closer to the whole, to ultimate tikkun, and then there are times where we go down and we're completely distant. Lefi hamatzav hazeh heim kol mikrei haolam mimos adam atzov hashita alfei shnin. So basically, based on the situation we're in, from the times of Adam till the end of the 6,000 years, the matzav shahaya roy liyot sheyela atilavo shehu matzav hashleim with acharon sheyeh bechidush haolam. That we're ultimately going to get to that place where it should have been to begin with. Okay, very nice. So net, what do we have here? So what we have here is, and we'll see what why is he like, he's harping on this issue of Adam before the chait and after the chait. So like what it comes down from it is, like what I think the practical thing, we'll see that Rosh Hashanah, because we're coming back to that time where Adam is created, that we're going to have to process, we're going to have to go into, like, you know, this, like, what was his purpose to begin with? Rosh Hashanah brings us back to that time of beginning, and we have to address that. But within this process, we have to, you know, kind of make an understanding, we have to come to an understanding as to, like, okay, what's the practical impact of the chait, right? Because if, you know, did it change things drastically or no? It's just, there's a shift in terms of how things are going to play. So that's what we're going to look at now. And then we'll see how this is actually much shorter than I thought it would be. So it might be that we could run into, I didn't take pictures of this, but I'll give a little bit outside or maybe inside. You don't have to like see it inside, but of like practically speaking, how does this all come down to like, what are we doing on Rosh Hashanah, okay? So first things first.
Can I interrupt for a second?
Yeah.
So you know what confuses me is that when, you know, there's this idea that Bracious is Bishvil Bracious, right? And Bracious is Yisrael, right? Like everything was created for Yisrael. How do we reconcile that with the idea that Adam Arishon could have just wrapped it all up in that first week without any Yisrael ever coming onto the scene? You know what I mean? Like,
So that's where we get into this whole like va'ochel, like it was a setup, right? You could say it that way.
But how could it not be that then? How else do you explain the Yisrael part?
No, because you
can that's some kind of piece of Adam Harishon, somehow some aspect of him was Yisrael. Maybe.
So we see that he comprises all the neshamos of all of the future generations are in Adam. So all that potential. So yeah, within Adam is Yisrael. So we become like the refined, you know, it's this is what it was all for type of thing, which Adam had within him. So
had he not sinned, he would have like embodied Yisrael sort of.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But what's interesting is, so like I gave like a 5-minute like quick today for the parsha, where you talk about how does Bikurim fit into this whole, like Rosh Hashanah Bikurim, like are they connected? We always read Parsha Bikurim and also the curses and everything. So within the Bikurim, there's a beautiful Rabbeinu Bachai. His intro to the Parsha is worth reading. And in there he talks about that what we're really doing here is we're dedicating the beginning to Hashem. You're not giving God a gift, saying thank you. Because if that were the case, it would be completely inappropriate to bring a gift to God like God, that's worth like $10 when he gave you $1 million bumper crop, and you're going to give $10. Here's the $10 gift. That's a way to say thank you. That's not what we're doing here. We're not doing, if that were what we're doing, it would be completely inappropriate that to give a $10 gift saying thanks for the great crop. So that's not what it is. So in essence, what we're doing is we're showing a dedication. We're dedicating the beginning, the first. So the idea of everything is for the beginning, and what happens at the beginning is going to play out to go us towards this goal. And the goal that he's talking about here, the Ramchal, is recognition of Hashem in the Bria. So now, let's see what he says over here. But yeah, to answer your, I think that we end up saying that Klal Yisrael is called Adam, and Adam in the sense of what Adam Arishan was supposed to be. We end up taking that over, and it's Avram and Sarah that are the ones who are the tikkun for Adam and Chava. It says, the Medrash says that when Avram brought Sarah to be buried in Maaseh Machpelah, where Adam and Chava were, they were like, absolutely not. We won't let her in. And they were upset because Avram and Sarah made them look bad. And so the Medrash basically kind of says that they had to tell Adam and Chava, like, they're not your adversaries, they're your helpers. They helped correct what, you know, it's a good thing. Don't be upset at them, you know. But clearly, like, that's what's going on there, right? Okay. And then Avram and Sarah are representative of the whole, you know, the enterprise of Yisrael, right? Ultimately, that's what goes on. Avram, Yitzhak, and then Yisrael. Okay, so fine. So Avodas Adam Arishon, Begila Hayichud Hutal Al Kol HaBriah. So he says, Tachlis HaBriah Gila Yichuda. So that's getting back to this issue, this idea of the whole purpose of creation is to have the revelation of the Yichud of Hashem. Kamor Nitba'er Ki Tachlis. Okay, so now, the whole purpose of the Bria is the Gilei V'Yichud Hashem. So man's purpose is to be able to reveal God's Yichud, Shu Tachlis HaBria. So the whole purpose of creation is to be, and the idea of getting to that place of wholeness is be able to reveal God's yichud, and then to enjoy, purely to enjoy God's presence. Meziv shchinasa. So like if you read, like you open up Miasil Shisharim, that's how he starts. He says the whole point of this thing is just to like take pleasure in God. Okay? Amnam. Achar hachet, after nishtanu hadvarim. Achashinu eni b'tachles avod gilu yichud. Nothing changed in terms of the net is gilu hayichud. We want to reveal God. Ella, the tzurat havoda ech yitgala yichud changed. How this is going to be done is what changed. Gam achar chet tachlis habriyah hi legalot at hayichud. The whole thing stayed the same. Va'adrava achar chet hitgaber hester hayichud yoter mikodem achet. What ended up happening is that post sin, you have a greater hiddenness of God, and shemiata avodas gilei hayichud kibel at otzma yoter gedola. So now it becomes even more difficult to do. Laharida tester hayichud shegaver kitotza kechet adam rishon. It becomes more difficult. There's more of a concealment. So now it just means that we have more to do. Kach kasav rabenu ata kishenasiv el libenu kol sidri masav yisparach. Now when we bring to our hearts with all the actions of God, the sidri masa Hashem, kol hamasa hagadol sheasa minei sim adam alei aretz. The bottom line is God's presence, I'll call it this way. God's yichud, God's, you know, like it doesn't translate well into English, but like the idea, like yichudo means like his oneness, his uniqueness, let's say. But it's better in Yichudo, right? So that becomes revealed even that much more so. It's not enough to just be able to be clarified for us. We need to internalize this. It has to become crystal clear within us, embedded within us, the clarity of God's presence. This is what we need to do. We need to internalize God's presence, that He's everywhere, that there's nothing but God. Right? So you know the whole idea of the Einod Milvado, right? You know about the school of the Einod Milvado? It's a very important school. The Einod Milvado is that you're thinking and you literally meditate on the idea that there's nothing but God. So if you're ever, God forbid, in a spot where you're literally in danger of losing your life or something like catastrophic, and you just meditate on Einod Milvado, you know, it's something that has that power to literally avert any real, like, I mean, there's stories about like the Briska Rav in Europe when he was like with, like, and having the ability to like be protected. Einod Milvado, someone told me a story where his wife was in a delivery, and the umbilical cord was around the neck of the baby, and the doctors were flipping out, and he literally just sat there, Einod Milvado, and they said miraculously it was undone. Now, so like, but it makes sense. The Rambam talks about this idea that if we live in a state of truth, of Gilui Shechina, that it's not lamala minateva, that becomes you enter into a space of, you know, of clarity, that things like that, it's not a miracle, it's like that's the natural state of, like, you're entering into what you have hashgacha, then you enter into that, as opposed to the randomness that the world looks like, because that's what it is. And unless you enter in, you put yourself, you insert yourself into the world of what we're talking about, of Einod Milvado. The Pi Elyon Meid ba'atzma modia ki kol hanilkad mikol misivav hagadolas asher hu metapech b'olamo halohu gilu yichudo hagamarze. That the whole world, all of its workings, that everything that's going on here, it's all revelation of God. Kenyan amara ru'u atah ki ani ani hu ve'ein Elohim imadi. Right? It's all about, look, now, I am ani ani. There's nothing except me. He's like the whole, like everything together. Look, ata ani anihu. It's like it all boils down to this. I am I. But ayin od nashakasav sham. The Gilui of Hashem is what God's will is. He set up the laws of nature. Everything, how it all goes. So the whole entire creation is speaking this. It's all set up to reveal God. And God's will, His desire, is that He should be revealed in the creation. And it comes out of this, so that when a person understands the laws of nature, right, how they're set up, then and then what they're established on, well, in a way, that's how, like it says, that Avram Avinu looked at the world and he reverse engineered and was able to see, you know, the Torah. Again, but the idea that he was able to see every, like, the whole, like, hand of Hashem within it. And the truth is that science, really, and scientific development comes when we have belief in God, in a monotheistic God. It's when we go away from that, you know, when we start getting involved in Avodah Zarah and things like that nature, that scientific truths kind of go by the wayside. It's like it's an interesting thing that monotheistic religion it helps spurn true scientific, exploration. Okay, now, the Kach Kosavod, the Amnam Behiyos HaKavanah HaTachlitit Rak Gilui HaYichud V'lo HaLamo. So if the whole point is to reveal God, Kamosha Biyarnu Leo, Ki Ein HaHalim HaZeh Ela Emtsa'i Kedei Lavo El HaSof Asher HaZeh Shel HaGiloi Zeh Dabar Pasher Ki Kfar Shama Ech Kate Sam Lachoshech, Ze Shel Hatovara, Kolzman, Hashita Alfishnin, right? So now, like we said, that the idea of coming to the end of the darkness, of where we have the good and the bad mixed together through the 6,000 years, of Kvar Gazar Miratius Acheres Asher Tachilena Kol Ela Vishar Yehuda Megula V'Tovas HaOlam Kavua LeNetzach Netzachim Im Kain Kol Yom V'Yom Shover Nimsa HaOlam Kariv Yoter El Shlemuta. If everything is bleeding towards this one thing of what? Of the revelation of God, then each day we're getting that much closer. God's actually facilitating all this is going towards this wholeness, a place of where there's going to be this clarity. So these psukim, this idea of the wisdom of the distance is going towards the truth, and that all these thoughts never to give up hope. Ki vaday ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotze leachoz b'derech hato v'ra kol kach zman. God doesn't want to be involved in this place of everything mixed together. So that Hashem is not, this is not a negative thing, but rather he wants it to play out in such a way with this challenge, right? But it's from this place that he's able to get to this place of Gilu Yichud. Now, what's interesting is if you look at the parsha over Shabbos, you have to ask yourself a question. There's like a couple of like blessings, and then the rest of it is like all negative. So how does that work? Shouldn't it have been a balance? Like if you have like all these tragedies, like if a Holocaust, there's ever a time in Jewish history where we had a great period of time where we had like amazing, like if you want to go parallel, right? Holocaust, and then was there an equal time of just pure prosperity and goodness and pleasure? And, you know, is that, did you ever see this type of like balance within the good and the bad of history of the Jewish people? So you can't tell me that there were 800 good years and then there are thousands of like darkness years that are, you know, and horrible, horrible tragedies. And so one of the answers could be, it's that from the darkness of the tochos and the punishments and etc., that true appreciation can come out. Meaning that when we suffer drastically, that the way we have to, the understanding will be is that there's tremendous giloy after the fact. Meaning you go through horrible tragedies like the Holocaust, and then what we can appreciate is like, you know, the basic things that we have afterwards, like what it means to, you know, have a healthy family. You know, you had, you know, 1.5 million children slaughtered. Post-Holocaust, building a family, the appreciation of what that meant was highlighted, was heightened because of that tragedy. So, like, from a lot of the suffering, it allows us to be able to have a heightened sense of appreciation for things. Let's just say it that way, okay? So that maybe you would think that there should be a commensurate, equal, parallel, you know, for all the bad that we've had all this good, but maybe it doesn't need to be that way, the 50-50 split, because maybe also just coming out of the darkness, you have such appreciation for the light then, right? So that could be like this line here, what he's saying, is that this idea of God's desire for it to play out in such a way of bad and evil, and like this like darkness and difficulty, that actually it's Hashem's desire to be this way because that's part of the plan for us getting to the finish line of Tovara, of understanding Hashem's, you know, Yichud Ba'olam, understanding God through this process. But that, again, especially knowing that, again, what the Ramchal is saying is, you know, this is what it's about. We're trying to get to this goal of Gilui Hashem. Yisodot Elu mitbarim harbe b'sifrei Rabbeinu v'harachnu lavi et ikri hadvarim kevan shehem yisodot avodah v'yisod avodah sayom de Rosh Hashanah. So he's saying, I'm working through these ideas that the Ramchal brings out because of how it's going to play into the Rosh Hashanah avodah. Okay, so here we go. So now, Amnam. לאחר החטא, השינוי בצורת עבודה בגילי הייחודו, מעט השלב הראשון בעבודת גילי הייחודו, להחזיר אותנו בבחינה מסוימת למדרגת אדם הראשון קודם החטא. So one of the things that changed now, from the after the sin, is getting us back to actually to a place of before the sin. Behind it, לתקן את חטא אדם הראשון, מה שנגרם על ידי חטאו, הלם והסתר הייחוד ביתר שאת. So one of the outgrowths, again, is since the sin occurred, it created more of a concealment of God. So we want to get back to that place beforehand. Like he says, the Rabbeinu says, what Ramchal says in Das Tfunos, V'nei achar cheto shel adam yarad ha'olam yirida rabba, v'kamo shebi'arnu, v'nosav chisron al chisron memitzias ha'tachtonim, al-kein, ma'ashatorach atahu l'taken ha'chisronos ha'nosofim tchila. So first things first, our avoda is to get back to the point of where Adam was before the sin. Because v'davar zeh holech v'nase ad zman ha'gula, and that we're getting, actually our whole work is to get back to Adam pre-chet. So right now our job, we're trying to just get back to the place of where Adam was before, prior to the sin, and our what he did in the sin was he created more of a concealment of God. And so we want to just get that back and be able to then reveal God's light. V'sham kasa v'hine b'hiyot ha-tzadikim ovdim avod ha-zot yitorer ha-yichud ha-lyon. When we see that the tzadikim, when they do this work, they awaken the yichud from Hashem. V'yigalek tzad yilu mimenu kefi ha-chanat avod ha-hi ad she'yeh nosav tikon b'briya kulo ke'erech avod ha-hi. So we see that there's a little bit through the tzadikim's work, they're able to actually reveal a little bit of this. We get a taste of it, of this state. She'ein lecha avoda she'ein mosefet tikun ha'olam mitzad gila yichudo yisbarach. And that through all of the work that we do, we're able to accomplish a tikun in this work of yichud of the gila of yichud Hashem. Shehum ha'mafir ma'asha mafrid bein ha'nivram bein ha'bor yisbarach. And basically, through this work, what we're doing is we're actually taking away that which blocks us from Hashem. And then it allows us to become connected to God. So what's cool about it is what he's saying is that through the work of a tzaddik and his ability to be able to break through those the things that are standing in the way, the concealments. So each act of avoda of that way, it actually creates this connection that is getting us that much closer to this end point. Fine. So then he says, Hanan quotes his father. So the Nehemiah is quoting his father, the Sifsei Chaim. He says, Adoni Mori Virabi Hedi Mimori Mimoro Virabo Hagon Rav Eliyahu Dessler. Like that? Impressive? Nice? Okay, it's good to know who the characters are. Like, you know, you connect the dots. So Rav Dessler, Michtav Meliyahu, right? He was the Mashgiach, and he, in turn, Sifsei Chaim, Rav Chaim Freelander, was kind of took over the mantle as the go-to, he was like the go-to machshava person, post, I guess, I don't know if it's like direct, but it was Rav Dessler and then Rav Chaim Friedlander, okay? And he, of course, quotes the Gra, B'Shem HaGra, Shekol HaSheshes Alfei Shnin Haya Kalol B'Klalot B'Sheshes Mei Bereshes. So the Gra says that the 6,000 years of creation are all of that was encapsulated in the 6 days of creation, where everything that was in the 6 days of creation plays out into the 6,000 years of the world. Okay, wait, sorry. Vinishmas, here was what we were talking about earlier, but this is the idea of Yisrael and Adam. Vinishmas kobali olam hayu klulot v'klolos han vinishmas Adam arishon. All the souls, right, of all of creation was embedded within original man. V'ilulei cheto hu haya osa et ikar av havoda begili ha'yichud v'doros habayim achrav hayu osin et prati havoda. So it had almost like a reversal. Like it would have been, the solution would have come right away, right? The gili ha'yichud. And then all the souls that came after it all would just be playing out the game. V'nosav l'chach ilulei cheto, if it was no sin, im haya omei b'nisayin pitoi hanachash ad zman knisas ha-shabas, if Adam Arishon and Chava were able to withstand the test, the seduction of the snake, until Shabbos started, nichnas yom shekulo Shabbos menucha l'chay olamim, then we would have entered into Mashiach. Right, the eternal bliss. All things would have been perfect. So then, what happened was, as a result of the sin, the neshama that he had within him, the neshamas were completely split. They were fragmented. So that it became like completely. Fragmented, like dispersed, like we talk about the Nitzotzei Kedusha type of thing, right? Into all of the generations. Klomar shalehem mutal lahashlim et avodas Adam Rishon v'hazman shal sheishas sheishayim hitit patzel l'sheishas alfei shnin. So you have this like, right? It all explodes out. And the 6 days and all the potential that should have been like harnessed and taken care of and getting into the seventh day, now all of a sudden you're like, boom. And it goes out into the 6,000 years. And it's completely spread
out. Question.
Yep.
Question. Mm-hmm. So what was the point of creation then? I thought the point was that we're supposed to, you know, we're supposed to earn all of this. We're supposed to work on all this kind of thing. And had it all been done within, by Adam, was the point of creation was Shabbos? I mean,
no, so yes, right. So in a sense, because the point of creation was when Adam opened his eyes and saw God and recognized him, that was it. And it was Avdol Shamro. It was, that was the whole game. And it was completely, you know, it's like, He got the ball and he started juggling it and the pitoy and he messes up with the snake and the tree and he internalizes the ra, and now all of a sudden we're like, okay, here we go, now it's time to work. And so for the next 6,000 years you're going to play out this game,
right? He's like running toward the end zone and he catches the ball but he bobbles it and the guy hits him, he drops the ball, the whole stadium goes
exactly. And by the way, you know how many people are in the stadium? 600,000 souls. And they were like, man, we're going to have to work for this. Okay, fine, you know. So, but that's basically what we're seeing here. It sounds kind of bizarre. But in a sense, like, we're working towards, like, kind of like what's playing out today. Like, the more crazy the world gets, it's really like they're running, like, there's an absence of God. Like, wokeism is, like, absence of God, I would say, in, like, the most basic level. And, like, then you have all the craziness that plays out when you take God out of the picture. But at the end of the day, I think what's going to end up happening is that you're going to have, like, there's this undercurrent that says, this is insane. It says, like, I remember Mario Tversky talks about, like, when things get to become so absurd that there's a reaction that we're going to be, like, you know, to the place of, like, There's no meaning here. Like, what the heck is going on here? And then it'll bring us back to what this idea with the Ramchal is saying. It's all about the recognition of God. Like, having that yichudosha, like, looking at the world, seeing God. You know, it's such a key idea that when Rav Kook said that we owe a tremendous debt of gratitude to the atheists because they don't believe in the God that we've created. Because the truth is, we are so, our vision of what Hashem is so small and so not anywhere near what it's supposed to be. Because Hashem is the Ein Sof. Like, when we see that, like, line, so then what it means, like, you look at the Ein Sof and you just go into a, you know, you look at the world, you just walk around and just say, wow, this is all, there's one being that's behind all of this, you know? So, like, that's, that to recognize that is the tachlis of the Bria. And then, when you really tap into that, it's like just a little bit of it. You get a sense of, like, when you have a little bit of a clarity to that, there's a pleasure that one can experience through that's the ziv hashchina, the idea of sensing God's presence and, like, being in tune with it and connected to it with clarity. There's nothing more pleasurable because there's that clarity. So I think that's. Like, I don't, we can't understand, like, what does it mean, like, long term? So, okay, let's say I reach that, you know, but how do I do that on a regular basis, on a consistent, you know? So we're not there yet, but, like, we're working towards that kind of state of being, you know? So, and again, we're not even close to, like, getting there. Maybe we are closer than we think. Hopefully we're closer than it is. So then, as we get there, it's, you know, how it will play long term, it's going to be a shift. There's going to be a change, a fundamental change in how we experience these things. So now, in the Das Tvunos. Okay, so Ach Bevadai Shelafi Matzav Harishon Hatikun Haya Yachal Lehasot Al Nikle Mehiros. It could have been done quickly. Lachem Yomahu Hayinishlam Tikun Halam Kevan Shachata Az Hutzrach Lehtarech Besod Shita Alfeis Shin. Could have been done quickly, but now we're going to this long, played out 6,000-year deal. Vod Chatu. Vod Chato Garam Choshe Gadol Balamot Vid Pashas Asetra Achvo VeMitziat HaUmos HaOlam Shelo Hayala Hamli Matza. So it's interesting. He's saying here is if it wasn't for the sin, you wouldn't have had this the proliferation of the evil. You wouldn't even need it wouldn't be necessary to have all the nations of the world in a sense. Okay? It's only since post chet, he says here. So in the state of where we're at now, every time we sin, we embolden, we strengthen the other side, the negative. That God gives and powers every neshama to be able to fix these things. And when he puts a neshama into this world, it has the ability to do that, to fix things. And the idea is like this. But the idea that God now puts the potential fix into all of the souls that he proliferates into the world, because the original man had all of, he had within him all of the souls. It could have been that the evil could have had control over all of it. While it's called Neshama Shahayu Gamkin Kulub Bo Kanal, would have been controlled by the Sitrach, or Nitno Tachas Vashosarach, Ma'az, Al Kulam Nigzar Misa Shahila Frid Ra Zel Hanidbak Vahem Mipne Hasitrach Hashalitven. But that's why they ended up having the Gzar of death, because that would allow for the evil to be separated out from that neshama. So in a sense, the misa that comes is actually a blessing, because it allows for the neshama to be freed up from the ra. Nimsam kein ki kol neshama meshach kol hashis alfei shnin behetim l'sharasha mutal aleha me'in avodas adam rishon begilei hayichud avia et habriya l'tikuna. But the bottom line is that each of our souls are supposed to be back to this original mission of adam rishon, which was to become able to reveal God in the world. Okay, so now, since the sin, me'as chet adam rishon avodas kol adoros, so kol dor b'chol mareches hashis alfei shnin shel abriya, though every generation b'chol echem mitoch I'm not sure what this one is, hasar yisrael shebchol dor, maybe it's the shishim ribo. Yes, it's the shishim ribo. Ah, I figured it out. So now, v'chol echem mitoch hashishim ribo yisrael b'chol dor. So the 600,000 souls in each generation, anu oskim v'v'chinas misuyemes betikon chedon armishon lahashlim et avodosu kedei lavi et abriya letachlitza v'gilei yichidiz brach. So our point, our whole job here is to be able to fix the mess that Adam had created and to be able to reveal the yichid Hashem. Or, God forbid, the opposite. K'shet adam ha'chatim shalanu anu mosifin od l'kil kol achet adam rishon umid So now, when we do the right thing, and we're helping reveal the Gilo Yechur, but when we don't, we're actually creating the more of the Hester. So now, so he says very interesting here. You should know that it's true, if we sin, we're making more of a mess, but you should know that the yichud will be revealed in another way. It will come out from a different way. If we keep on messing up, it will. It's like you can't keep the cat from coming out of the bag, so to speak. It's going to come out regardless, but fine. It's just going to be, he says here, it will come out. Ela yichud yigala kopanim im lo aide masenu b'tzur yeshira azai hu yitgale mitoch masenu haram b'tzur akifa. It will come out in a different way. In a maybe more convoluted way, let's just say. The Kach Kasa Rabbeinu, V'garam shnei kilkulim Adam Rishon b'cheta. So Adam Rishon caused two things in his sin. It's going to have to play out over time. He's calls it Shmini Atzeres. So now you need 6,000 years to fix this thing. Okay. I'm going to reveal something very deep, a deep secret. Who inyan hashis alfei shnin, the 6,000 years. Da ki shorish ha'olam azehu zayin yamim. The core or the key to this world is it's a 7-day cycle. The sodam shiruta v'siyuma sof ma'asim machshava tchila reishis habriya gila yichuda v'sof habriya gila yichuda. The beginning of it and the end of it are the idea of the giloy, of the revelation of Hashem, Amnam, or his yichud. Amnam, im haya Adam Rishon omeid b'mitzvaso, v'haya nitkin kulam b'rega echad ach kevan shehu chata haine nisharu miyad b'bechinas hazman, miyad v'derech avod alavi l'siyuma tachlit habriya gila yichudahu b'bechinas zman shal shit alfei shnin. So it's got to play over 6,000 years. V'ha'inyan, ki nishar zeh hadavar bein b'chal bein b'prag, whether it's in the general or in the detail, Perish, ki kol hatikunim kivav echlechule, genasis ato ad shmini atzeres, hayunasin az berega echad, v'kevan shachata hinei ha'utzrach shekol shon tikabel tikuna b'fnei atzmo. Here's what we're getting to. Since it didn't play out the way it's supposed to play out, every single year, we have a new type of, a new level to the tikun that needs to play out. Because if we're playing a 6,000-year game, each year plays a new element in the tikkun process. Kol shana yesh lo b'miyuchad miyuchadot miyuchadiyot b'fnei atzma b'tikkuni habriya mikikuli chet adam harisha she'eno doma klal lechaverta. Each year has a unique element in the fixing of this situation. V'gam b'prat shepratios ha'tikkun yiyah nase b'chol madrega b'fnei atzma ad sheha'inyan mit'arich ad shmini atzeres she'az hu gmar binyan hashana. So it's going to play out each year a different level, and it's going to play out to the Shmini Atzeres, which is the end of the building of the year. V'chinyan zekasav tzarech ledat. You have to know he anhagat chliya besod havav alfei shnin. It's all baked into the 6,000-year plan. Ki heim vav alafim meoros kfar nivru lahanhiga to olam ish v'zmano ad tumam v'chol meoros hu shana. Each light of these lights represents a year. It has to play out over the 3 regalim and the 12 months. Each year is going to be a need to play out a different element of the tikkun of this process. So nimsa lafiza, ayechet Adam Rishon chal shini v'chol mereches habriyah v'haruchnis v'agashmi. So we see that from the sin of Adam Rishon, there's a change in the whole creation, the whole play, how it plays out. B'makom shiyamo b'nisayon lahaviyat habriya liyichud hashalem, gavar haseta haster hayichud b'briya. So now, instead, you'll have this new, element of testing of that's going to need to bring the world. You have to go through these tests and this whole rigmarole in order to play it out. V'avodas Adam Risha Chahitim Yuedes Lo Legalot et Hayich Bahviat Habriya Leshlemuto Achare Cheto Hutal Ashishim Ribo Nishmot Yisrael Shavachodor B'Meshach Shis Alfeishnin Shetavtidam Legalot et Hayich V'Chol Shana Mitoch Ashis Alfeishnin Yeshla et Hatikan Amiucholos Hashana. So you're going to need the 600,000 souls of the Jewish people are going to each year play it out, but each year is going to have a significant, unique element in this process. That no year, She'ena Doma Shana L'Shana, each year is going to be unique. Each generation has a special play. Hamut am lit oso dor begila v'yichud within this process of the revelation. V'chein kol nivra v'nivra b'oso hador yesh lo tafkid prati hamut am lo levado miskarat hador agila v'yichud. So each generation, each person has a special place in this and a special role, and so too every single year has a special element aspect to this. In this process of going towards the ultimate tikkun of the Gila HaYichud. which makes sense. So that if you think about what we're doing, goes back to what you sing. The whole Rosh Hashanah liturgy, you open up a maser, it's amazing. It's all asking Hashem, reveal yourself, reveal yourself. So you see that we're starting out the year with this theme. So the Ramchal is telling us why. It's because after Chet Adam HaRishon, of what was the beginning of creation, right there in day one of his creation was Rosh Hashanah, you have this thing, totally goes offline. His point was, his goal was Yichud Hashem. And now, each year, we're going to enter into the space of the Tikkun within the 6,000-year plan of, and each year has that special element. So each person of, that's part of the bigger, the 600,000 souls that are going to be in that generation, and in each that year, we start a new process within this process of Tikkun. Okay, I thought we were going to do a little more into this next one, but I guess we have one more session before Rosh Hashanah itself. We can actually hopefully be able to cover. I'll try to go through the rest of his Rosh Hashanah. Be able to get some, not everything, but a lot of it. Fine. So we'll come back to this, God willing, next time. All right? It's interesting. Definitely, the Ramchal has... It's like a very, you know, he's like hammering home these ideas of, you know, on the most basic level, Gilui Shechina, Gilui Shechina, Gilui Yichud, Gilui Yichud. But then what it actually means, like, okay, now we're on a 6,000-year plan. Good, okay, because of what happened. But each year when we launch, we're launching into a new avoda, which is unique to that year, which was not covered before and will not be covered in the future. And whatever it is that we're trying to get to, it, the ultimate thing is Yichud Hashem. That's the big picture. And now there's a lot of detail that goes into it, which, but you see that in the liturgy, and you look at the shachros, you look at all of them, and then Musaf on top of that, where you have Malchus Shofros and Zichronos and Shofros, that in there, just you go through it, and you're like, yeah, okay, I see what the Ramchal is saying. It's like you see the thread. It goes through everything. It's all about having clarity of revealing Hashem's Yichud. It's like, God is our King. You know, there's that remembering within the whole history of the world, and the shofar is like, you know, making that, you know, blast, like the wake up. Hey, here's where we are. All right.
Good.
Have a great Shabbos.
Great Shabbos.
And
thank you.
Yep. All right. Talk to you. All the best.